Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound for depression. And our intention is that there may be no more depression ever again. That's all. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got an open house coming up. August 25th. And it's all about how sound affects us physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually. Let me get my page up here. Yeah. And it's here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We put people on sound tables, on sound lounges, vibrate people into bliss, and do many heart-opening meditations. And then our next certificate program, where a state-approved college happens, let's see, September 3rd in person in Sausalito. And that's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights. And then half of the program is online, and that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings, although not every Tuesday, Thursday. So it's not like it's 5 days a week. And you can start the online portion. Actually, the next start time is September 9th for the online part. And you can find all that info here at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the entire program online, and the next start time is August 13th. And it's all, again, it's all about how sound works at all levels of reality. It's also teaches you different treatments and different sound baths and different even workshops you could do as a career. We're a state-approved college, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we're really careful about teaching exercises and techniques and skills so you can actually open up your own practice or work in other places. It also teaches you about how to get really high and really still over and over. So that becomes the norm in your life. And so you can actually teach others to do that as well. We also have a recording program. I wrote not only the number one sound book in sound healing, but also the number one book in audio recording, audio books, I should say, because I wrote The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. And so we teach how to do recording, mixing, producing, and to create your own projects. There's even some music theory involved. And that begins September 10th. It's online. It's just 2 days. 2 hours a week, 1 day a week. And then you have to do about 8 hours of lab time on your own, although we help with that as well. And you'll be able to record, mix, and produce on your own. We also have our voice analysis software. We can do a treatment on you online or over the phone or here at the Institute, where we find what notes are missing in your voice. And the research we've done is actually shows that certain notes that are missing in your voice correspond to specific organs and emotional and physical issues. And then we give you a CD downloads and music to listen to, and the key of the notes that are missing to get it back in your system so you have a full balance of all frequencies and all energies in the body, and energy flows and everything resolves. And we also sell that software so you could actually do treatments on your own and use it in your practice. And that's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. That's finding what's wrong in the body. We also have software called the Brainwave Assessment that finds what's right, where we actually play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. And that then we give you CD downloads and delta tuned to your brain for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness and blissing out, or really just love and when you're in running love or gratitude or compassion, you're in theta. So it helps you get in that state. Alpha for learning and sports and just being awake and alert. and then beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. And gamma synchronizes all the other brainwaves, parts of the brain as well. So that one's really important. So we get you all of those delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma tuned to you. And it's so much better than just listening to binaural beats that aren't tuned to you, like on YouTube and such. So we do that treatment, but we also sell that software as well. So you could do treatments on others. We also have some individual classes coming up within the Advanced Sound Healing Certificate Program that starts in September. We're doing classes on research, on advanced treatments for different issues. We also have classes on acupuncture for tuning forks, acupuncture for tuning forks as well. And you can find that at here at Globe Institute. It would be, if you just go to Sound Healing College, it'll take you directly there, soundhealingcollege.com. We also have our store with over 400 different products, Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, tuning forks. Oh my God, there's music, there's videos, there's all types of vibroacoustics, which are sound lounges that vibrate, sound tables. We've got a sound vest, we've got a pillow, a dolphin, we got a love seat that vibrates. Oh my God, it's so good for anything physiological going on in your body, and it just feels really good. I get on twice a day, every day. Highly recommend it. And then we've got our sound therapy center that includes the voice analysis and brainwave treatments, but we also have other treatments. We also have the online sound treatment center. If you go to sound treatmentcenter.com, you'll see a wide range of people that are offering treatments for a full range of prices. And it's really, we taught them how to use the sound. It's way better than Zoom. Really perfect quality sound. So it sounds really good. And if you wanted to be a practitioner, you can sign up as well and charge whatever you like. We also have our Sound Healing Research Foundation with the medical, well, first of all, there's the Sound Education Association that you can find at soundeducationassociation.com. We have over 2,500 exercises we created for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, and we're now creating a whole curriculum that will be spread throughout the world. Or the other nonprofit is the Medical Sound Association. Here you can find a full range of treatments for a full range of issues, including everything from grief and anxiety to depression, addiction, dementia, pain, autism, cancer. These are 30-page treatment plans that are in detail for each one of these. So if you have any issues, it's really a good resource. Or if you happen to be working on somebody with any of these issues, it's a really good resource. So check all that out. Today, what we're doing is we're going to be going over the treatment plan for depression. So the treatment plan includes the medical details and types, the conceptual framework and theoretical approach, the preparation, safety guidelines, intake questions, sound treatments, and treatments other than sound, and then homework with and without sound. So we're going to share the detailed treatment plan that the Medical Sound Association created with over 1,000 doctors now and sound therapists. And then we're going to go through and it all, and then play some music that's really helpful for depression as well. And see what you think. With all of these treatment plans, if you have any ideas or comments or information you want to share that you're doing with sound, that you can always email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can even call 415-777-2486. Again, our website is soundhealingcenter.com, or here is medicalsoundassociation.com. Okay. So let's look at the treatment plan for depression. So the medical details are the different types of depression. Now, ultimately, what we're going to have is a detailed treatment plan that varies just a little bit for every one of these types of depression. That would be clinical depression, persistent depressive disorder, manic depression, also known as bipolar, seasonal affective disorder, psychotic depression, peri and postpartum depression, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, situational depression, disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, that's for kids, atypical depression, I guess that covers about all the others, and then medical and medication-induced depression. There's many types of causes, anywhere from just your genetic disposition to problems with the brain, serotonin and dopamine, could be a hormonal thing, could also be brain or body injuries, but especially pain. People often get depressed when they've really got a lot of pain going on. And it could be a side effect from prescribed medications or any drug abuse. Could just be stress, It could be environment. Maybe, your electromagnetics in the house are triggering things. It could be finances, death of a loss or loss of loved ones, a really big one. Trauma or abuse or other life-threatening situations. Or if you're just present with what's going on the planet, it's a little depressing sometimes, right? So there's a lot of different causes, and these might even be dealt with a little bit differently ultimately with the treatments. There's all the different signs and symptoms of depression, and then the different current treatments include behavioral therapy, counseling, exercise, regulation of sleep, establishing a routine, setting goals, taking on responsibilities, doing something new, hypnosis, essential oils, nutritional supplements, and CBDs. CBDs. Right. So here's the conceptual framework. This is really the most important aspect because once you realize where you're headed, there's a thousand different ways you could actually do that. Right. So this is the theoretical approach as to where we're trying to go with, especially with sound. But it really applies to anything you might do with this issue. First thing is depression requires activation. We're going to go into these in detail in just a minute, but you really want more activation than calming. Now, calming can be good, creating peace with sound, which we do, because it can get people back to a place of clarity, right? But sometimes if you get people too peaceful, they may never get out of bed, right? So you got to be careful with the peace and just watch, right? Some people, it's really good to get them to a stillness where they go, oh, here's how I transform my life. But besides activation that we're going to go into in detail in a minute, and these are just the overview, is movement. Exercise and movement is just the best, especially with sound, right? We got all these different ways you can get to a place of peace. Everything from certain frequencies to certain sounds, certain musical intervals, musical flow, energy, and intention. Having them play instruments is really effective because it gets them moving and involved. Voice work, we're going to go over emotional expression in a little bit, but this is really just toning and chant and mantra. Doing a voice healing on them can be really effective as well. Sounds on the body, oh my God, anything that gets them in their body is really effective. Tibetan bowls on the body, tuning forks, frame drums, but especially sound tables because they're really activating and calming at the same time. There's such powerful vibration coming through the sound table and sound lounge that it's really energizing, but it's stable, consistent, so it gets you really peaceful at the same time. So it's really the ideal for depression or any type of trauma, right, as well. Brainwave entrainment tuned to the person. That's where we find your note that I was talking about earlier. And then we give you actual CDs and delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. All of those are good for depression because they get you back to your stable, consistent brainwaves of you where you're at peace. And that's the deal. And then we'll talk about how to deal with the triggers and the issues. And be ready for them. And then the higher perspective where you can go to source and just look at it from a different perspective. Then we'll talk about depression and anxiety together, or depression when people are on medication. The safety guidelines for this are, and this is really important if we're going to get this into the mainstream medical system, even into alternative or in integrative therapy departments and hospitals. It's really good, or just good to be safe, regardless of where it is. Right? The main thing is, just check and see if there's any potential for self-harm, harm to others, or suicide. If so, you may need to get help. Probably not may. You probably do need to get help. Right? And don't work with someone really in trouble and not getting counseling. If someone is too fragile, be really careful. Be careful with vibroacoustics afterwards, as emotions can come up. And it's critical to hold your own space when someone's releasing emotions. Don't get entrained into their depression, of course. No labeling. When they feel better, it's common to hurt themselves or others. Not that common. They can hurt themselves. Do follow up. The preparation, it's kind of the same for all treatment. Call in higher beings and energy. Just meditate and get in a calm place yourself. Listen and be present. Meet them where they're at. Expand trust by just demonstrating willingness to be vulnerable yourself. And use their exact words so, they feel heard. Engage how close they are so you can see. I mean, if they're really shut down, it's not the time to do transformational work and really go into what's, all the causes of it. And always, it's okay to be the way you are. It's okay to be where you're at. It's okay to feel how you're feeling. That's really important. Here are the top 10 questions for intake. What brought you here? How are you doing? Have you done any sound healing? You okay to make sound? How long? Because if not, we're going to show you how to make sound. How long have you had this issue? What triggers it? What are the symptoms you experience? How often, how long does it last? What's the level of the issue on a scale of 1 to 10 now? Where in the body does it manifest? Was there a big event that started this issue? Is there anything that helps that you do? What are the main stressors in your life? Do you have any other health issues? How is your diet? How much do you exercise? Drink alcohol? Do you have a support system? Are you seeing a medical or alternative physician now or in the recent past? Are you on medication? Is it helping? How does sound and music affect your condition? And what are your goals in life? And then there's all types of other questions you can ask about music and sound, your preferences, your lifestyle, your history. I mean, you could go on forever with a lot of these. Current stressors, that's really a big one. We already talked about that. Triggers, more on personal remedies and current medical treatments. Somatic questions about the body, higher perspective. And chakra questions, because I like chakra questions because it shows you where to work with the sound. Right? Maybe they need more grounding. Maybe they need more heart opening. Maybe there's not a balance of chakras. And when there's a balance, that could help with the depression. Okay. Then here's the treatments with sound. Again, the first thing you want to do is activation. Activation is good, but for the most part, If you start with activation when somebody's depressed, they're probably going to throw you out of the room, right? If you start banging a gong, which is the most activating instrument we have, right? Or do things that are just really activating, they're not going to be ready for it. So you really need to meet them and where they're at and slowly bring them into the activation. And that might mean over 10 minutes or even 30 minutes. I'm going to play a song in a little bit that is a 10-minute song that starts totally blah and then totally gets quite activating. So this is so really what you want to do is map out all your instruments as to the most calming and activating. Tibetan bowls are pretty activating, especially with a metal stick, right? And even a drum is quite activating. Like a frame drum or any conga, they can be quite activated. You can get quite activated with about any instrument by playing it louder and playing it faster tempo, or actually with just more intensity and more energy. So start mellow where they're at, and then slowly, ever so slowly, because if you make big jumps, if you get activated too quick, they're going to get turned off. They're not going to like it. But if you go slow enough and transition from mellow to activation slow enough, they will absolutely go with you, and you can take them into a total awake and alert state, which is the whole deal, because that's now you're out of the depression. Again, peace can be really good, especially if someone's feeling really fragile. And it helps bring them into a place where they often get information or clarity on what's going on. So, you might just do a sound bath to get or sound treatment to get people to a place of peace before you even do the intake questions. That can be really cool, just so they're a little more calm, because sometimes you have a little anxiety with the depression. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Okay. So peace can still be good, but again, you have to watch. I mean, you might find that you're really just bringing them down into a more depressed state if you get them too. It's really the type of peace. You can do activated peace, like a gong is really peaceful, but it's activated. Whereas a harp is really peaceful and it's really calming. So you could do activated peace. So I tend more towards activated peace than complete mellow. But just watch closely, because peace is generally good for most things. Okay. Again, muse. The music that can be really good is, well, let me play some of my music. If you can also have them create their own playlist, and nature sounds can be really good as well. Let me play for you my antidepressant CD. It's actually 20 minutes, so I'm only going to play just the last 8 minutes here and see what you think. In this CD, I've got a lot of high frequencies, a lot of activating sounds, and I do a frequency sweep through all the different notes occasionally in the song to get the full perspective of neural pathways lit up, to get the full perspective of everything. Because I think sometimes when people are depressed, they're in tunnel vision in one frequency. So I'm opening up the full range of sounds for them. And then at the end, it gets mellow and back to peace. So check out this song, Antidepressant. Okay, enjoy. Last 8 minutes. again, we're using a lot of high frequencies to activate the brain. It's really a large part of that one. We also have frequencies for depression that are really interesting. Let me play some of these for you. Well, here's you sometimes the adrenals are really low in depression. Here's the frequencies. You can listen to these, but they're often played on the body. And then here's one for mental depression. These are from Peter Guy Manners, who did a lot of research and around this, probably the most well-researched frequencies sets there are. Nervous depression. Sound a little annoying at first, but if you listen over a period of time, get used to it. And then there's courage. Forbearance. Hopefulness. Happiness. Ecstasy. Now, what's cool about these frequencies, I'm going to leave it down low here. You can also use these frequencies while actually reading a emotional freedom tapping script that I came up with. All right. So normally what you do is you do tapping on different parts of different acupuncture points, and you read these while doing that. But you can listen to the frequencies and do it. But also, you can, well, let me give you some example. Even though I feel depressed, I now release it and love myself completely. Even though I judge myself and blame myself for everything, I now release it. And I now feel peaceful and calm. I sit in the truth that I'm good and lovable. Even though I want to please others and forsake my own needs, I now let go of these and love myself completely. Even though I fail to forgive myself, now I feel peaceful and calm and sit in the truth that I'm good and lovable. Even though I feel worthless, I now feel peaceful and calm and sit in the truth I'm good and lovable. Even though I feel stuck, I love myself completely and wholly. Even though I'm afraid of hurting others, I now feel peaceful and calm. Even though, and you can totally rewrite these for how you're feeling, so it's totally tuned to you. Even though I feel not good enough, I now release it and sit in the truth that I'm good and lovable. Even though I hate myself for giving in and giving up, I feel whole and love myself no matter what. And then I no longer need approval from others. I no longer need to justify what I feel. I no longer need to explain why. I no longer need to feel affected by others' judgments. I no longer need to feel isolated, ignored, or mistaken, to feel others' jealousies, to feel affected by others' anger, to feel hurt for what people by what people say or do. I no longer need to hold back what I feel or censor what I want to say. I no longer need to be perfect. I'm loved in the arms of God. I now feel complete acceptance. I am peace at peace in myself. I don't need approval. I know who I am. I know the truth that I am good and doing good. I release all of this. I'm at peace and non-reactive. I am amazing. I'm filled with peace and love. I'm in equanimity. I sit in the vortex of light, all beaming with all these higher beings, beaming love, gratitude, and light at me. So when you get this CD, the depression relief CD with all the frequencies, we can send you, if you email us, I'll send you that script as well. And it's really effective, you know, because it's like you're using the frequencies as the tapping. And if you know how to do tapping, which there's tons of YouTube's video you could do while reading it as well. But the frequencies actually are doing the tapping. Okay. Okay. So that's different sounds and music that you could use. I'll play another song later. So The other thing, as I mentioned, is movement with sound is so effective. Any way you can get them to actually play the instruments themselves, that's really cool because now they're involved, they're moving, doing left and right hands is really good on a drum or even on a gong or any instrument because that's left and right brain synchronization. You can also have them make sounds also, you can do voice expression. A lot of people, emotional expression, a lot of people are afraid to make sound or don't, are just scared to do it. So you can start with call and response to get them more comfortable. And then you go to the place where you start encouraging them to make the sound of how they feel. And that's really cool because now they can not only make the sound of how they feel, they can transform that sound into a more positive sound. And it's just getting them involved with that as well. And it helps them to breathe. You can also do breath work with sound where you actually have them breathe along with the sound. Come back to that one. Sounds on the body is really the best, though. You can use tuning forks. Weighted tuning forks are generally the best because they vibrate the most. Some people say 128 or 64 hertz because those are really grounding. But I like the Schumann resonance. They're really good because that's an archetypal frequency that we're all tuned to. We also have the 111 and 112 set that activates the pituitary, hypothalamus, and pineal gland. So tuning forks up and down the spine can be really good on them, especially tuning forks on acupuncture and acupressure points. There's very specific points that you can look up and we teach also in our classes for depression using acupressure points, especially with tuning forks. Then we got the brainwave entrainment that we mentioned, where we find your note. We play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you peaceful. And then we give you delta, theta, alpha, and beta for your brain. And that's really effective. I mean, just shockingly effective, actually. Right. And then we have the self-discovery and transformation. And this is about addressing the issue and the causes of it. I think I got a little better. Yeah, here we go. Those are overviews. Okay. So, let's see if we have anything else here. Brainwave entrainment movement. Getting in the body. You can walk them through each part of the body and even have them make a sound for each part of the body. To be present in the body is so effective for any type of depression. You can do a guided meditation where you walk them through the whole body and then just tune in. You can not only do the sound of how you're feeling, you can do the sound of your day, sound of who you are. You can also tone along with them. You can also let them express it, let them cry and express painful sounds and make painful sounds and moans and screams, really express that depression. Because this is, but you wouldn't do this with anxiety, but depression, it can be really good because you're doing activating sounds which get you to express it, which helps you move through it. And then again, you can do breath work. You can do one note, like the musical fifth in breath, and another home note for the out breath. And then you could look at the causes. I said go here. This should be down here. The causes and triggers. Just been refining this over the day today. Okay, so you can get them to look at the causes and triggers. I mean, really, what is causing it? And is there a way to transform that cause? Or is there a way to deal with that trigger with sound when it happens? That's really the thing. I mean, you could just do toning. You could bring gratitude to it. You can bring compassion to it. You could bring love to it. So those triggers aren't actually triggering you. Then there's the different perspective. First of all, just to know it's okay to feel what you're feeling. And then remember the first time you were depressed and accept it. bring that energy to it instead of like it's a bummer, because it's a bummer can cause depression. And then become the observer. Just watch it. Watch it from that place of stillness that is the witness. And then what is it teaching you? It could be a doorway to learning. It could be a doorway to even teaching other people how to overcome depression. It could be a doorway to a career. Okay? No judging any sadness. You, and then I love this one. You are not the depression. You are a perfect spirit in every way. And then make the sound of that. It's like, yeah, now it's like you're getting it in your body that you're a perfect spirit. Turn on original sound here. Can you hear me? Perfect spirit in every way. Okay. And then this is a really big one, is to help them find a purpose. A lot of people are depressed. I think this is probably the number one cause. There's many causes, but this is a big one. What's their purpose? Help them find a purpose in life. Because often are like people are thinking, I don't know what I mean, why am I here? You know, what, why, I mean, I'm not helping anybody. And then create a vision board and then actually make sounds. You could do a sound with their purpose, right? And play with it. Help them find a career and help others. And then you can work with affirmations. You can also just know you have the power to overcome it. And then do a loud no. No! For this depression. That's really, I've had that one work. No! Setting boundaries for that lower self that's running the depression. Okay? And then, my all-time favorite, imagine the depression is completely gone. What would it feel like? And then make the sound of it. You can even do a little ceremony and celebration. Like now the depression's gone, and visualize what your life would be without it. You can also do the gratitude thing. Gratitude is always really cool to help overcome it. Okay? And then run higher energies. Make the sound of gratitude, compassion, love, and then if you can connect to source, oh my God, that's the best. If you can show anybody how to connect to source, there's nothing better. Okay? And then use intention. See them healing and transforming as you do sound. See them as a pure spirit, allowing space for them to be honored as divine presence. And then you can even create anchor words to help them remind them of this peaceful present place. And then that's pretty much it. Then there's different types of clients. You know, the tricky part is when you have depression and anxiety together. Because anxiety, you want calming, and depression, you want activation. But if someone's really fragile with anxiety, you're going to have to just do calming. Because if anybody's really fragile, they can't handle activation. So you have to always default to calming. And but a lot of people that have anxiety are not fragile, so you can still do the activation if they're not really fragile. If they're on medication, just got to be more careful and watch, right? Just really watch. I mean, there's a possibility of them getting off their medication, but that's a really tricky process that can cause problems, so you have to be really careful with that one. Okay, homework. When it comes to homework or sound and music, I mean, they could do microdosing or assisted psychedelics. I mean, that's been shown to be really effective, right? But the other thing I already mentioned is create a playlist on iTunes or Pandora or Spotify of happy songs or songs that they like that really get them out of the depression. You could do meditation. Daily breathing exercises, walk in nature, do a sound, take a class in sound healing, and do a weekly sound bath. You could go on the sound table daily, play the CDs that I mentioned here. Chakra treatments are really good. Or learn mantras and do chanting. Right? Walk in nature, spend more time with animals, perhaps therapy dog or cat. These are things other than sound. Hikes, daily breathing, movement, grounding, get hugs, yoga, journaling. Make up your own self-care list. Right? You could stay connected with others socially. Consider a meditation retreat. I mean, there's so many different things you can do. There's also some really cool things that are highly recommended, and that's there's the book The Vitamin Cure and The Mood Cure that has all these different supplements that are really good for depression, including omega-3s, 5-HTP, magnesium, B6, and D. So you can check that out. Okay. So I want to play my song, Low Mood. I created this for Massachusetts General Hospital, and this one's really effective for depression. And then we'll just end with that. Okay. So enjoy. Again, this one starts really blah and builds up to be quite activating over 10 minutes. Oh, we may not have time. Let's see. I'll skip ahead a little bit.
Thank you.
So you can find that document, Sound for Depression, at medicalsoundassociation.com. And we return to our intention, and that is, all depression is gone. Just imagine, hold that energy for the rest of the night, weekend, and months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. No more depression ever. Thanks for listening.